So let's review. The previous mission discusses a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua regarding ha'esa malacha ve'nideh esa malacha asa. Someone committed one of two malachas on Shabbos, but does not know which one. And the Mishnah gives two approaches in the machlekes. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri say there is no machlekes in the case of davar shehu mishem echad chayev. If the two malachas were of one type, both were kites or cutting, and both were with te'enim dates, all agree is chayev chatas. Because sharei yada b'machata, he knows the specific malacha and item of the avera. The machlok is only in the case of davar shehu mishum beiz shemus. If the two malachas were of two types, such as one was kaitzer and the other was teichen, or one was with te'enim and the other was with anavim, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatas, Rabbi Shua paiter. Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayev chatas because neidah leishachata, he knows that he committed an avera. Rabbi Shua holds his pater mechatas because lo yada b'machata, does not know the details of the avera. Yehuda says the machlek is also in the case of Afilin Eskavin Lilkri Te'enim Velikat Anavim, Anavim Velikat Te'enim, Shcheris Velikat Levanis, Levanis Velikat Shcheris. If he wanted to pick Te'enim but instead picked Anavim, or he wanted to pick black Te'enim but instead picked white Te'enim, or vice versa, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev Chatzis, Rabbi Shua Paiter. Rabbi Eliezer holds his Chayev Chatzis because Noyda Leishachata, he knows that he committed an Aver. And Rabbi Shua holds his Pater Mechatzis because Loyada B'machata does not know the details of the Aver. The Gemara asks, Lilkat Anavim Velikat Te'enim, my new Shnei Shemus. Haini Reb Shimon Shazuri. Reb Yehuda is apparently the same opinion as Reb Shimon, and both say the machlekes is only in the case of Shnei Shemus. The Gemara offers three approaches in the machlekes of Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Shazuri, and Reb Yehuda. Misasik be'isr ikabenayu. They disagree in the halach of one who is preoccupied with doing one act of aver, but instead commit a different act of aver. Reb Shimon Shazuri hold misasik be'isr pater. And therefore, the machlekes only applies in the case of shachach malakid meliba b'shnei shemus. The person initially wanted to pick anavim, but then forgot and thought he wanted te'enim. And when he reached for the te'enim, he instead picked anavim. And Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatzis, Rabbi Shua paiter. Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayev chatzis because harinasa sekabonasi. His initial intention of anavim was fulfilled. Therefore, it's not considered mesasik in his chayev. Or Rabbi Shua holds his pater mechatzis because harinasa sekabonasi machshavte. His current intention for te'enim was not fulfilled. Therefore, it is considered mesasik in his pater. However, there's no machlekes in the simple case of mesasik be'isur, such as neskavin lilkat anavim lilkat te'enim. If he wanted to pick anavim but instead picked te'enim, all agree that he's pater because it's considered mesasik. While Rabbi Yehuda holds, mesasik be'isur chayiv. Therefore, even in the case of neskavin lilkat anavim lilkat te'enim, the machlekes applies. Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas, Rabbi Shua paiter. Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayiv chatas because mesasik be'isur chayiv. His initial intention was also for an avera. And Rabbi Shua holds his pater mechatas because te'enim anavim are shnei shemus and therefore considered mesasik. However, Rabbi Shua agrees that he is chayev chatzis in the case of te'enim v'te'enim, or anavim v'anavim. If he wanted to pick specific te'enim but instead picked other te'enim, all agree he is chayev because they are shem echad and not considered mesasik. Or perhaps both Rabbi Shimon Shazuri and Rabbi Yehuda agree that mesasik be'isrul divri hakol pater. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees in the case of neskavin lukat anavim lukat te'enim that he is pater. And the machlekes is in the case of shachach malakad melibay, where he forgot his initial intention. And Rabbi Shimon Shazuri hold that the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shua is only in the case of shachach malakad meliba b'shnei shemus. Shneskavin l'te'enim b'shachach u'kesavra anavim b'inim b'halcha yodei al te'enim. He initially wanted to pick te'enim, but then forgot and thought he wanted anavim. And when he reached for the anavim, he instead picked te'enim. And Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatzis Rabbi Shua paiter. Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayev chatzis because harinasa sekabonasi. His initial intention for te'enim was fulfilled. Therefore, it's not considered mesasik and he's chayev. Or Rabbi Shua holds his pater mechatas because Rabbi Leinasa sekabonasi machshavte, his current intention of anavim was not fulfilled. Therefore, it is considered mesasik and he is pater. However, there's no machlekes in the case of shachach malakim meliba b'shem echad divrei hakol chayiv shenskaven l'te'ena zu v'shachach kesaver te'ena acheres asmucha l'beina v'halcha yodei al rishayna. Initially wanted to pick specific te'enim, but forgot. I thought he wanted other te'enim, but instead he picked the first te'enim. In this case, all agree that is chayiv hayelu l'kach neskaven tchila. Because his machshava for te'enim was fulfilled. Or Rabbi Yehuda holds that this case is also subject to the machlekes. And Rabbi Eliezer holds his chayv chatas, or Rabbi Shua holds his pater mechatas because his current machshava for other te'enim was not fulfilled. Rabbi says the machlekes in the case of likadim, sheneskavne lakad zu tchila v'achrikach zu v'holcho yodeh al achreina. He wanted to pick two fruits, but in a certain sequence. However, inadvertently, he picked the second one first and the first one second, but he did pick both. Shimon Reb Shimon Shazuri hold that it depends. The machlik is only in the case of the Kadim Mishnei Shemus, where he wanted to pick both Te'enim Banavim, but he reversed the order. Reb Lezer Mechayev Chatas, Reb Shua Paiter. Reb Lezer holds his Chayev Chatas because Ha'ul Lishneim Neskabin Mishneim Asa Bala'ich Baslan B'maktim Hama'ucher. His intention was fulfilled since in the end he did pick both. Therefore, it's not considered Mesasik and he's Chayev. Or Rabbi Shua holds he's patur mechatas because hoyu l'bishas lekitas kol achas va'achas loy lazehu mechaven avalekim masasik. He did not pick the one he intended, therefore it is considered masasik in these patur. However, in the case of lekadim shem achas, we wanted to pick one type, two tainim in the specific sequence, but instead picked the second taina before the first taina, divra kol chayiv hoyu l'bishem echad hain saif tervayu avid v'lo ichbis lan b'maktim hamu'ucher. Olig vidar is chayiv because it's not considered masasik since his machshava for tainim was fulfilled. Or Rabbi Huda holds that this case too is subject to the machlekes, and Rabbi Leza holds his chayiv chatas. Or Rabbi Shua holds his patur mechatas because it is considered mesasik since his machshava for lekadim was not fulfilled. The Gemara proceeds with a brayso. Tan Rabban hachesig gachalim b'Shabbos. Someone emptied burning coals into your utensil on Shabbos. Tanakama says chayiv chatas. He brings one chatas, while Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says chayiv shtayim. Neishu mechabe es al yoynes umabe es atachtaynes. He brings two chatas. One for extinguishing the top coals that fell to the bottom of the kli, and for igniting the bottom coals that ended up on top of the kli. And the Gemara asks, "Itikam machaben lachabes ulahaver, my time of the man the potter. If he intended for both kibui and havara, he should certainly require two chatois. And ido loike machaben lahaver, my time of the man the machayev tarti. If he intended only for kibui and not for havara, he should certainly require only one chatas." And the Gemara offers four approaches in the machlekes. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Chanina say that Bryce is a case of niskaben lachabes al yoynes kedi lahaver es atachtoynes. He was a nafach, a blacksmith, for whom only kibui is the benefit because he needs hot, extinguished coals for his work, while havar is detrimental because he cannot work with flames. And although he knew that the bottom coals will reignite, he did it anyway to get the greater amount of upper coals to extinguish to be used for his work. The Tanakhama hold is only chayev chatas achas for the kibui but not for the havar, because makalkal b'havar apater. The exemption of makalkal doing a malach in a destructive manner applies even to havar. While Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Tzadik holds chayev shtayim for both the kibbu v'havar, because mekalkal b'havar chayiv. The exemption of mekalkal does not apply to havar. Ami bar Oven, Reb Chananya bar Oven say that the brayse is a case of kugensh neskaven l'chabes v'lahavar. His intentions were for both kibbu and havar. And the machlekes is based on the well-known machlekes regarding the pasuk li'sevar ish b'chomash v'sechem b'yom Shabbos. One may not light a flame on Shabbos. Why does the pasuk mention this specific malacha of the 39 malacha separately? The Tanakhama holds chayiv chatas achas because he follows Rabbi Yossi's opinion of havar l'lav yatzas. Unlike the other malachas which carry the death penalty, havar is merely a lav, and therefore there is no chayiv chatas. While Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik holds chayiv shtayim because he follows Rabbi Nassan's opinion of havar l'chalk yatzas. Havar serves as a general principle that one is liable for a separate chatas for each malacha, even if he performs them all during one period of unawareness. And therefore, there is a chayiv chatas. Rava says, lahakti mikabenayim. He initially wanted to do Havar first and Kibbu last, but instead they both happened simultaneously. The Tanakhama holds Chayiv Chatas Achas because Chayish L'mukhtim M'mukher. The sequence must be fulfilled, and since neither was first or last, only one of the two Malachas was done in the proper sequence, and he brings only one Chatas. Or Blazer Reb Tzadik holds Chayiv Shtayim because L'chayish L'mukhtim M'mukher. The sequence does not need to be fulfilled, and he brings two Chatois. Vashi says the Brice is a case of Neskam L'chabas V'huver Me'alein. He only wanted to extinguish the coals, and they ignited on their own. The Tanakhama holds Chayiv Chatas Achas because he follows Reb Shimon's opinion of Davishin Meskaven Potter. One is exempt from a malacha that was not intended and is not needed for its defined purpose. Therefore, he's only Chayiv Akiba, but not for Avar. While Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik holds Chayiv Shtayim because he follows Reb Yehuda's opinion of Davishin Meskaven Chayiv. One is liable for a malacha that was not intended or was not needed for its defined purpose. Therefore, he is Chayiv for both Kibbe and Avar. Hanlach Safik Achal Chayla, Reb Bakashim completed the fourth parak of Masechtas Krisis, and will begin the fifth parak, Dam Shechita, in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.